I got it. I'm patched in.
Guys, let me hear it.
Now, from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
We're locked. Systems check out signal across the board. What's the frequency?
It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
British Open picks coming up. We'll get one from this guy in a second here, too. Former sexiest man alive, baseball legend, one of the funniest guys you'll ever meet, and a good guy. It's our friend Ryan Dempster, live in studio. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just realizing, actually, right now, that I think this is the first time that I've been back in studio with you since 2016.
Forever.
Since 2016. It's like you got the World Series ring, and then you just didn't want me back anymore.
But here's the thing. You haven't been in this room. How do you like the view?
Yeah, this is pretty outstanding right here. This is beautiful. Way better than what you had before.
Trip Tower on Michigan Avenue, that was always cool.
It was nice, except now I get a nice, beautiful view of the pier instead of a guy begging for change.
Well, there's that. Yeah. You got the lake, you got the river, you got everything on this side, and if you don't look at the Trump Tower, you're all good. I mean, it's all good. 9:15, and on Saturday? Show night?
Saturday night, 7:30 at the Park West Theater. Off the Mound is coming there, benefiting Special Olympics Illinois. We're really, really excited. This show is coming together great. We got lot of
special
fun stuff.
Yes, man.
Yeah, it's going to be...
Anthony Rizzo. Tell me if any of these people are going to no-show on you. Anthony Rizzo, Moises Alou. Is he going to do the bat trick? You know, how he used to take care of his hands?
Every time I call him, he says he's in the bathroom. I don't know if he's trying to come back or what.
Taking care of bats. Also, Jeremy Roenick, Jeff Garland. You've seen how much weight Garland's lost? He looks great.
Yeah, he was in here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks really good.
And many more to be announced soon. How do people get tickets?
They can go to offthemound.com. Or they can go to SOILL.com, which is Special Olympics Illinois. But offthemound.com, you can kind of get an idea of what the show is all about, too. It gives you examples of past shows that we've done. We did a couple earlier in spring training at Innings Festival. And, this is really fun. I'm really excited. I'm nervous, but it's going to come together really nicely.
Is that what you want to do? I mean, you know, when you're a grown-up, I mean, just do funny TV?
Yeah, fun TV. I'm not always funny, but I will be fun. That's what I that's honestly how I look at it. I'm not a comedian. It takes a lot of hard work to do what those guys do.
Yeah, but you're a naturally funny guy. You do great impressions.
Thanks.
And I just remember Pinella, who you played for. I remember Lou Pinella saying to me, because, you know, they used to give Pinella a hard time about the postgame.
Yeah.
Postgame, you know, they go, "Ooh, Lou's starting to lose it." He goes, "Stevie, you know how many times I've answered, why did you run a guy on a 3-2 with a hit and run?" He said, "Nobody cares less than me." And he said, "The more I act like an old man who doesn't understand, the faster I get to go home." But, I mean, there's anything that's been discussed in baseball. You've done it. You've said it. You've analyzed it. So a guy with your brain analyzing the nuts and bolts, I think, might get a little tedious.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of the idea of the whole show, is that, you know, these guys, time after time after time, are answering the same questions all the time. They don't finish a game and go, somebody comes up and says, "So what's your, you know, favorite hobby?" Well, that's what mound is. It's off the mound. It's off the field. Let's talk about other things. We will talk moments, and we'll talk to Anthony Rizzo maybe about how he feels about his jersey going up for sale from the 2016 World Series for $500,000. But, you know, for the most part, it's going to be life and what they're doing, the different things that they do well, and get them to kind of get out of their box a little bit.
No analytics, kids.
No.
Right. Jim Boughton died last week, and Jim Boughton wrote the first book that really showed what it was like inside a clubhouse.
Talking about Ball 4.
As far as anybody knew, Ball 4. And one of the things that came out in that, guys, is I think that the idea that humor was such a big part, and there was so much trickery going on and so many pranks being played in baseball clubhouses. How important is that in the just creating that feeling on a club, of whether it's galvanizing or whatever effect it has?
Or keeping them loose.
Keeping everybody
loose. I think if you go down the line and you take every team that's won a championship, let's just go the last 10 years. You're going to find some. If you interview all those guys, they're all going to say, "So and so was the glue to our team. So and so did this all the time. Man, we got into San Francisco at 3 a.m. after a long game in L.A., and we were all tired, and we got on the bus ride back to the hotel. And this dude took all his clothes off to the front of the bus and played tour guide, naked tour guide at the front of the bus." Things like that, those moments.
Goofballs.
Then they keep guys loose because it's tedious. I know it's baseball, I know it's a sport. And people on the outside go, "Oh, man, they're just playing baseball." it is a grind. You're 162 games in 187 days, plus spring training. You're always on. You're traveling all over the place. It's hard, and it's also hard. I love my brother to death, but if I had to spend that much time with him, I might have an issue. So to be able to balance all that and have that looseness is really, really important.
You know, it's funny, because you played for several teams. Is there somebody you like a lot more now that they're not your teammate?
That's a good question. Guys that I like a lot more, Josh Beckett. You know, he was a guy that was just an ornery, like at 23 years old, he should have been living in a retirement home somewhere.
He's just an old man.
Yeah, but now that he's not playing anymore and he's not on my team, good I dude. Really enjoy him. Yeah,
yeah, without a doubt. Yeah.
Were you guys in Kane County together?
Kane County, but a little bit.
You were ahead of him.
Yeah, before. A little bit yeah. later than him.
Well, we got to ask you a little current baseball. White yeah. Sox going in the wrong direction all of a sudden, and the Cubs seem like they figured it out. You seeing it the same way?
Yeah, well, the All-Star break is so important, and so here you go with experience. You have a group of guys who knows how important the second half is.
Right.
And so do the guys in the White Sox. You have veteran, but you have a lot of young players. And then you go home for a few days during the All-Star break, and you relax, and you get on the boat, and you're jet skiing, and you're doing all these things. You're golfing, and you're relaxing. And then you come back, and you have to turn it on right away.
Right.
And that's not easy to do, and it takes experience to know what that is. And this is just as important as the beginning of the season, because you're really setting a tone coming out of the break, and the Cubs knew that they had to do that. And the White Sox did too, but it's easier said than done, and I think that's just a learning curve along the way. But they are definitely, on the whole, heading in the right direction. When you look at their players and who they have coming to, if they go out and add a player or two or get some starting pitching, yeah. they're going to be dangerous.
Well, and it's like golf. It's like anything else. You got to learn how to win, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Joe Maddon supposedly is on the hot seat. Hard to imagine. He won a World Series that hadn't happened for 100 years or so. But if he doesn't get it done, there's lots of talk that he may be done. And maybe his own choice. He's not a kid anymore. But can you, as a player, play for a manager to keep his job? Are those conversations ever actually happening where you go, guys, we got to save the boss's job? It just doesn't seem realistic to me.
No. And when you see reports of that or guys talking about that, I've never, in 16 years of playing in the major leagues, I never ever heard that out of the locker room. I think guys play to go out and win the game because that's what you're supposed to do. And a byproduct of that sometimes is your manager keeping or losing in their job. But, you know, when you talk about Joe being on the hot seat, that's a really lukewarm seat the way he sits in it, because he's not worried about that at all. And he goes out there and manages every game to win the game. And it shows just in his personality and everything. But as players, you just play. You go out there and try and win. And every once in a blue moon, something in life happens, whether somebody gets injured or something tragic right. happens that, you know, in 2013 in Boston, we were playing for an entire city. We really felt that. We felt it as a not only a responsibility, but a tremendous honor to go out there and help the city heal. So, yeah, in moments like that, maybe a little something extra. But as far as coaches or managers or players, usually not.
It's a tough business, isn't it? I mean, you look at Mike Montgomery, got the biggest out in Cubs history. And granted, apparently some of this was of his own choice, but now he's pitching for a team that's barely out of last place in the AL Central.
Yeah, no, it is, and it's a what have you done for me lately type business, and you know, it's a good opportunity for him to go over there and get some starts. Mm-hmm. He's always wanted to be a starting pitcher, and it fills a need here with Wilson out to put a guy who's, you know, as good as anybody behind the dish in Maldonado. So, it's interesting how the game, not everybody can stay everywhere forever. We've learned that's long gone. Those days of those are long gone. It's a business now, and things move, and there's always moving parts. Guys are in and out, and you just have to kind of plug away and just move on to the next game and worry about that.
Off the mound, Ryan Dempster, a whole bunch of special guests. The ticket's a very reasonable price. I don't know if you heard, the Stones are getting about $5 for theirs. but get your tickets for, you can go to parkwaychicago.com. You want to send them to your website? You probably link it there, don't you?
Yeah, offthemound.com. If they go there, they can get them there. They can go to the box office and buy tickets as well. So we're getting close. We're filling up pretty
fast.
Sell
out.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So we're really, really excited. Like I said, we got a great show plan. We learned a lot last year from what we did, and building off that this year, we'll have a couple surprise little guests and a few things as well. So should be a fun night for everybody. Like I said, I don't know if it's going to be funny, but one thing it's going to be is fun.
Special Olympics is the beneficiary again, and Rizzo and Roenick and Alou and Garland and a whole bunch of other people. So get your tickets. We'll come back more with Ryan Dempster in a second.
I loved Harry Carey. He was like one of the first broadcasters growing up in a small town outside of Vancouver that we would get Cubs games on WGN. And so I just loved him. The fact that he could talk for an entire inning and it meant nothing about baseball was just to me incredible. So I always liked it. Pat Hughes, who is now the radio voice for the Chicago Cubs, told me a great story one time. Was he said they were driving to the field together. They were carpooling down, and Harry was doing about 90 on the Edens. He was flying to the field, and he got pulled over. And Pat's like, "Oh, you're in trouble, Harry." He says, "Hey, Pat, I'm a broadcaster for the Cubs. I'm never in trouble, all right? You watch this. I'll get out of this ticket. No problem." So the police officer shows up. He pulls up to the car, and he says, "Can I get your license and registration?" And Harry says, "You know, officer, I would give you that, but this is a stolen car."
And the great thing about that story that nobody understands, nobody could have been more nervous than Pat Hughes. Pat Hughes in that situation would have been about ready to jump out of the car. No, yes, I confess. Whatever. I did it. Ryan Dempster's here. How's Riley?
Very well, yeah. Doing very, very well. Up in Lake Geneva for a little summer camp. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
How old now?
10 years old. Yeah. Still, you know, 22Q is something she'll live with her whole life and have different issues, but thriving and, you know, mainstream, going to CPS school and doing really well, getting ready to go into fifth grade. And
how are we doing on breakthroughs as far as research and things goes?
You know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, you're talking genetic manipulation. So the only real thing to ever do would be to cure that in utero. So I don't think that's happening anytime soon. But as far as awareness and the ability to early detect, it's from where she was and where we are now, it's night and day. And so many kids are able to get diagnosed early. And that's the key to everything. Her success that she's having right now is early intervention. And that's all I can say to parents is early intervention is so much speech and physical therapy and all those kind of things. And asking those questions. Hey, I think something's a little up here. Ask those questions. Don't be afraid. You're the parent. You're the one in charge.
No one will ever be a better advocate for your kid than you. And regardless of your economic means, don't ever, ever, ever miss the opportunity to ask for great medical care for your kids. In Chicago, it's one of the great medical cities in the world. Hospitals are serious about making sure people are taken care of. Obviously, you should pay your bills. But if you're not in a position to take care of your kid and your kid's got an issue, go ask. Go into a hospital, tell them what you need. They will take care of you.
Yeah, 100%. And you're right. Like here in Chicago, we're so lucky. We do have some of the greatest medical
minds.
Pretty
miraculous.
Yeah, it's incredible what they do and the job they did at Northwestern with her and continue to do with kids and with 22Q and all kids. It's really, really special. And we're lucky we live in a world that, and in a place like the United States that does that and really tries to help
where
our
it's
kids.
Possible. Mm-hmm. Dave, ask Ryan a hard-hitting baseball question.
Well, I was actually going to ask him a hard-hitting hockey question.
Oh, that's better.
Yes.
Nice.
Because I know you're a hockey guy.
Yes.
So how closely have you followed the off-season moves by the Blackhawks, and what do you think?
Yeah, I think that obviously manipulating a payroll and a salary cap in the NHL today is a really tough thing, and I think that's why you see these peaks and valleys with teams. You know, you win for a while, and then you look at the Kings in LA are going through the same thing, and you have teams that go, and they're right there, or they win, and then all of a sudden they fall off because you have to keep those players, and they've done a good job. I think they drafted really well. I like the kid that they got. It's tough to see Anisimov go, but when you're freeing up cap space and you're able to do that and maybe get somebody's a little younger and a little faster, this game, that's the way it is now.
Fast. Two goalies.
Yes.
Who could start for any team in the NHL is a huge deal.
100%. You're one play away from, you know, being in trouble. If you don't have, like, that's why the Cubs go out and trade for Maldonado, because Wilson Contreras is hurt.
Yep.
So you have to have that. Otherwise, your team suffers. And to have two goalies and a goalie that's had a little bit of injury history, now you have that coverage, that is just massive in the NHL.
I have a hard-hitting baseball question.
All right.
What do you think about Yu Darvish?
Am I
wrong about this? All the talent in the world. Is there a problem between the ears?
I think early on, the expectation of coming over here and trying to fulfill that contract, you is a very, very prideful person. He takes a great deal of pride in trying to live up to a contract. And that's a hard thing to do as an athlete sometimes because
Limit your gifts, couldn't you?
Yeah, and you're worrying about the wrong thing. Ultimately, the only thing you can worry about is going out there and making a pitch and getting people out. And whether you do good or bad, it's not for a lack of effort. And especially with you, he's always put in, and then he had injuries, and he wasn't healthy, and then he started off poorly this year, and then he's turned it around, and he's starting to throw it. And that's the hardest thing in sports. We always want to look backwards. How do we look right. forwards? And if you look at what he's done over his last, you know, 5-6 starts, he's really, really picked it up. He threw the ball great out of the break against Pittsburgh, and look for him to just continue to build off that. You can see it as he walks around the locker room and on the field. His confidence is more there. And when he has confidence, I played with him in Texas. I saw him when he wasn't confident, and I saw him when he was confident. When he's confident, nobody could hit him.
And how do you explain Giolito? Giolito goes from worst to first.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's a great guy.
Yeah, and a change in his delivery. You know,
oh, is that the key?
Yeah, you look at where he went with his arm action. He went to a different spot. He hides the ball a little bit better now. He's using that leverage, backspinning the ball better. And that's the hardest thing. You know, you'll see guys, and I've crossed it in my career so many times, where they don't make an adjustment. They're like, well, this worked for me. You know, this is going to work. It's not working. So you got to look in the mirror and say, what do I got to do? Because that's how you stay in the big leagues and have a career, is by making these adjustments. And he went home during the offseason and said, I got to do something better.
Got to fix it.
I got to fix this. And he worked hard at fixing it. And he's gone out and done a tremendous job. And it had not been for two games against the Cubs, he'd have a 2 ERA. Like, he's done that? Really, really yeah. well. So,
Dave, last word.
You mentioned Darvish. He's started, I think this will be his 14th start at Wrigley Field today, and he doesn't have a win at Wrigley. And is that just kind of one of those, I know sometimes that's within his grasp, but sometimes that's just kind of luck of the draw, isn't it? I mean the bullpen gives it up or something. It's kind of fluky.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's happened. He's left with wins and he hasn't got the win. The baseball gods, if you want to call them, or the energy field of baseball.
Karma.
Baseball karma is a good one. It works. It does. And it works the other way, too, where you walk in going, man, I haven't won here in forever. Like, I could go to Arizona, and you pretty much guaranteed we weren't winning that game. That's just how it went. And so...
So some fields could have your number.
Yes.
Not just teams.
Not just teams. And it could be a field. And then once you get over that hurdle, as a young guy, well, it was also a byproduct of facing Maddox, Glavine, and Smoltz every time, but sure. I could go to Turner Field and never win. And then all of a sudden I won a game, and then it was I won another game and another game, right. And then you start to get on a roll because you break that. And that's all he needs to do is just go out there, get a W, spot them 10 in the first, and I like their chances.
If the Cubs can figure out a way to extend this when we know what's coming with the White Sox, you guys cool with the Chicago World Series in a couple of years?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
What yeah. day would that be?
Yeah, it'd be so no travel. It'd be so good. Although it takes as long to get down to the south side to guaranteed rate field from the north side as it does to fly to like St. Louis or something.
There's too many people in town.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
There's too many
here.
People. That's why some of you have to leave. Some of you listening right now, you're going to have to leave. Off the Mound with Ryan Dempster and a whole bunch of special guests to benefit Special Olympics again. It's Saturday night at the Park West. Doors open at 6:30, show at 7:30. You're going to have a great time. I guarantee it. Anthony Rizzo is going to be there, and Moises Alou, and Jeremy Roenick, and Jeff Garland from Kirby Enthusiasm. There's no bigger Cub fan on the planet than Jeff. And Demp's going to make sure you have a good time. And you're going to raise money for Special Olympics. So one more time on the website.
Yeah, offthemound.com. Come on down Saturday night. Like I said, I guarantee you'll have a fun night. It's going to be a blast. We got a great group of guests, and they love talking and telling stories and doing all kinds of fun stuff. And we're really, really excited. Off the Mound's excited to put this on and benefit Special Olympics Illinois.
And I'll give you a quick tip. Garland will take a picture with anybody, and he's loaded. He's got so much money now. So you give him a little hug, reach the wallet. You know, I'm just saying. It's a big good to see you, Debs.
Always great to see you
Thanks
guys.
Thanks for coming
Thanks
over.
For coming in.
Headlines next, 720 WGN.